Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, an independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other, created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you She Rose Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is She Rose Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
We were supposed to get married today. Instead, I'm here all alone in a home with no one to call my own. Got me wondering, did I make a mistake? In choosing who to say I do to. 'Cause I guess I.
me anyway.
This is going to be a start to finish. When this come out, you're going to listen to everything, every single word, and everybody's going to know when you get to the first show, after this drop, they're going to be singing right along and feeling every word.
I'm excited for it.
I'm excited for it for you.
It's going to be good to see my people.
This ain't a happenstance or whim. Our love is continual. Continuing. It's ain't a sin. It's deeper than. Our love is bigger than time or race. Our love is rhythm and charm. It resonates in every space. It fills the place of beautiful people. Systems of things. Our love ain't a glitzing Valentine or myth. Our love ain't no fable. Our love is real. Our love is real. Our love is the gift. Our love is when truly felt. When truly felt.
News to start our new year. Jill Scott is putting out her first new album in a decade on February 13th. It's called To Whom This May Concern, and it'll be the sixth from that Grammy-winning musician and poet. The announcement came with that first single, Beautiful People. Also, we wish the queen of hip-hop soul, Mary J. Blige, a very happy 55th birthday on Sunday, January 11th. Happy New Year and welcome to the She Rose Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It's so great to see you as always. And together, we'll turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation. Before we get into what's coming up this hour, a reminder that we are a tiny feminist 100% independent production that relies on the support of our affiliates and listeners like you. Text SheRoz to 53555 or visit SheRozRadio.com to make a tax-deductible donation through our nonprofit partner, AIR, that supports independent, femme and queer-produced radio and conversations like the one that you'll hear later this hour with trailblazing singer, songwriter, activist, and poet Joan Baez as we celebrate her 85th birthday. That's coming up in the second part of the show, so I hope that you can stay with us. Right now, sending birthday wishes out to another past guest, Valerie June, who celebrates hers on Saturday, January 10th, from her 2021 album, The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers, spinning this one featuring Carla Thomas.
Call me a fool.
Need you.
John Marshall, a.k.a. Cat Power, who is celebrating the 20th anniversary of her album, The Greatest, with a big tour and the release of a three-song EP called Redux that features new recordings of a classic cover that we just heard, Try Me by James Brown, a Prince tribute, Nothing Compares to You, and a reworked track from the original album, Could We, all recorded with her original touring band, Dirty Delta Blues. Also, wishing Valerie June a very happy birthday this week with her Carla Thomas collab song, Call Me a Fool. I'm Carmel Holt. It's a big birthday week, especially for Joan Baez, who turns 85 on Friday, January 9th. To celebrate, we're revisiting our 2024 conversation with Joan, recorded at the place where it all started for her, the Newport Folk Festival. That's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
We will get you right back to more from Shiro's Radio here on People Powered KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. Support for this station comes from the Veteran Mental Health Crisis Response Team of Itasca County. This crisis intervention service is a program of First Call for Help 211 and provides free crisis assessments, stabilization services, referrals, and resourcing to veterans and their families who are in crisis. Trained providers are available to serve fellow veterans 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by dialing at 211. Listen to the Season Watch Pod with hosts Charlie Mitchell, Heidi Holton, John Latimer, and a rotating cast of characters. The Season Watch is for the curious, filled with the delights of nature. This week, we meet a phenology teacher from Little Falls. Tune in Saturday at 1:30 and Sunday morning at 10:30. Right now, back to Shiro's Radio on KAXE.
You're listening to Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. As I record this, we're just a couple days away from the 85th birthday of one of the most important, iconic, and trailblazing singers, songwriters, musician, activists, and artists of our time, Joan Baez. Born January 9th, 1941 on Staten Island in New York, Joan was one of three daughters of a Mexican-born physicist father and a mother with Scottish roots. The family moved to Southern California, where Joan spent most of her childhood, and then they relocated to Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Joan soon joined the burgeoning Boston folk music scene. That's where she met musician Bob Gibson, who invited the then 18-year-old Joan Baez to perform at the Newport Folk Festival in 1959. Her career took off from there. She was offered a record deal and put out her self-titled debut in 1960. That album and the next two all achieved gold record status, establishing Joan Baez as a star. At the same time, Joan recognized a rising star coming out of the folk music scene of Greenwich Village, Bob Dylan. She included his songs in her live performances, and they performed together and had an intense two-year romance, a relationship that's featured in the recent Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Together, they were not only seen as the king and queen of folk music, but they were seen as spokespeople for civil rights and social issues of the day. Now a lifetime activist, Joan famously sang, sang We Shall Overcome at the 1963 March on Washington, on the very steps upon which the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his pivotal I Have a Dream speech. She went to jail for her protests against the war in Vietnam. She performed for benefits, rallies, and protests for free speech and against the war that captured the public's and politicians' attention. She blocked entrances to draft induction centers, and that was only the beginning of her life as an activist. In July of 2024, which was the 65th anniversary of the Newport Folk Festival and of Joan's career-launching performance, she returned to the Newport stage for the first time since Newport's 50th anniversary in 2009, joining Hozier on stage on Friday night, first for an impromptu dance during one of his songs, then for a moving rendition of We Shall Overcome. The next morning, Joan sat down with me to discuss her first book of poetry, When You See My Mother, Ask Her to Dance, and she read us a couple of her poems. As we celebrate 85 inspiring years of Joan Baez, we take you now to the Foundation Stage at Newport Folk Festival 2024 for Shiro's Live with Joan Baez. Welcome back to Newport.
I love it here.
So cool that Newport's history and your history are forever intertwined from 1959.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Before we get started with the book, and Joan's going to read from it, any memories that you could share with us this morning of 1959?
Oh, my God. You know, when people say, oh, I was so scared, my knees were shaking. My knees were shaking when I knew I was going to be introduced and go on that stage. It was the largest crowd I'd ever seen in my life. I think there were 13,000 people there. So I was standing there, and there's a railing, and I'm waiting to be asked up, and I realized my knees were almost not holding me up. That state I was in when I walked on the stage, I was right. I was right to be nervous, but.
You were 18 years old, I want to say?
I was. Wow. 18, yeah.
And do you recall the first song?
Bob Gibson was a well-known folk singer at the time, and he invited me up to sing Virgin Mary Had One Son.
Debut performance at Newport Folk Festival in 1959. That's Joan Baez with Bob Gibson singing Virgin Mary Had One Son. Joan Baez is our guest this week on Shiro's. I'm Carmel Holt.
The audience was gradually going cuckoo, and it was pretty wonderful for this 18-year-old, be at this historic place. The other thing that I remember is that it rained often, and it was wonderful. I mean, everybody took advantage of it. It was very dramatic, and we thought we were so bold to be out there singing in the rain and not getting electrocuted.
I would love to hear you read from this incredible collection, When You See My Mother, Ask Her to Dance. We're going to start, I think, with
Black
the first
and white
poem.
Ball. Okay, this kind of lays the background for me and my poetry, and just very, very briefly, I was recovering from early childhood trauma. This is when I was 50, and I was diagnosed as a multiple personality. So all these wonderful people in here, all my multiples, actually did the writing. I mean, there were times when I'd look at the page and think, oh my God, who wrote that? It's hard to grasp the idea, but it literally was people inside of here. So this gives you an idea of the beginning of this whole recovery thing. It's called Goodbye to the Black and White Ball. I used to think the alternatives to black and white must be gray. To avoid living a dull life, I dressed in black and white. I thought in black and white, not just good or bad, mind you, but perfect or damned, gifted or worthless, ethereal or demonic, emblazoned or cast out. I scoffed at anything average and avoided the middle ground, the gray area, and as a result, I let slip most of my life. I was chronically anxious, insomniac, promiscuous, multiphobic, depressed, hypervigilant, and luckily, immensely talented. I had antennae that could turn corners ahead of me, protect me from the mortal danger of, say, eating dinner in a restaurant or making a new friend, you know, the gray area. When I was half a century old, I tore off the antennae and turned my life over to a power greater than myself, which by that time could have been a toothpick. I pitched myself into a sea of memories and headed blindly like a hoodwinked shark for the marrow of the inner core me. I pictured pustules of venom, but my therapist suggested it might be diamonds. For months, I thrashed about, recording dreams, grasping for clues, fighting for my life and the life of my son. When I came up for air from my flailing, I began to see shards of color. Slowly, I began to see my life was sanctified, matchless, and I would trade it for no other. I should not have been shocked to find that a diamond was, in fact, the core of me. I continued to scrape off tenacious parasites. I discovered that sorrow is an ocean, fury is blue, pain is my companion, but love had not been smashed to bits so badly as to not be mendable, like a gypsy violin crushed beneath a Nazi boot. I needed patience and an artisan. My therapists became my artisans. People around me unearthed the gems I had been promised and held my heart in their cradling hands as I split up into 100 pieces, 100 bright souls, sorting out their places in a dazzling necklace, taking in and reflecting sunlight, working to mend me, to help me survive my deliverance and transcend my survival. Thank you. Thank you.
How does it feel to read those words here?
Oh, that's an interesting question. It's interesting. And people keep asking me, when was the last time you were here? I had no idea. All I remember is the first time, which was the dawn of time. But it's a joyful place to be. That part never changes. And the crowd never fails to be lovely.
So when we talked about reading this poem first, you said it set the tone for the rest of the book.
Yeah, it sort of gives me a chance in a few minutes to say where the book came from. It was all written between 91 and 97 and then edited about 3 years ago. And I loved both of those processes.
What can you share with us about the process of unearthing all of these writings?
Yeah, well, the physical issue was trying to find them. Because, I could lead a seminar in ADD. I really could. Have you seen the t-shirt? It says, I don't have ADD. I don't have, ooh, look at the squirrel. So that's what my life is like, kind of. But creativity comes out of it. What was your question?
Right. I'm picking up what you're putting down here. Yeah. Finding the poems, unearthing them, what was that like? How was that
process? Well, yeah. That's very interesting because I couldn't find them. They were all over the place. They were in the storage unit. They were at the office. They were, you know, under my pillow, whatever, everywhere. And my assistant, I said, you got to help me go to the places I never go, like storage unit. I'd never been in there. See what you can find. And then I would remember this one poem I wrote. I know it was on yellow paper with lines, and you know. She ended up going to this computer that was 40 years old and finding a bunch of this poetry. She couldn't get off the computer, so she typed it out for what she was reading. So that's what it was like, trying to find this stuff.
Wow. And I was just speaking with your editor, Josh, lovely, lovely man, and actually asked him if you'd ever done a conversation yet about the book, about how the two of you work together. But he let me know that you were sending him also all these drawings.
Yeah.
And then the drawings ended up being its own book.
Yeah, it did. And it came out first. We decided the easiest one to do was to pick these, they're upside down drawings, which means you're facing me, you would see them right side up, and I'm drawing them upside down. And I don't know what's really going to happen on that page till I turn them around, and I'm seeing them right side up. And then either I add a little something or some phrase will come to me looking at it. Then I turn it back around and write the phrase upside down. So anybody want to come to my seminar on ADD?
Sign me up. I'm so there. So that's called Am I Pretty When I Fly?
Yeah, there's a lot of flying in that book. There's a lot of children who want approval for flying. Mommy, am I pretty when I fly? You know, sort of like indicating she doesn't think she's pretty until she's in the air. Mommy, can I fly? And I guess I didn't need permission from my mom to fly. I know that I could. She said one day that she put her hand on my forehead because I was looking worried. And she said, it looks as though you're carrying the weight of the world. And I didn't know it then, but I kind of was. And then later on, when I started the drawings and the poetry and the singing, it was my place in that world to try and do something, you know, to better the situation in the world for other people. I mean, I was aware that most of the world was less fortunate than I was, and I wanted to get involved in that.
Activism has been such a huge part of your... Yes, exactly. Yes. Activism has been such a huge part of your life and part of your work and your music. And I don't know how many of you were here last night to see Joan on the stage with Hozier. It was magnificent and so moving to see you sing We Shall Overcome. Shall Overcome at Newport Folk Festival in 2024. This is Joan Baez, recorded live in conversation at Newport also in 2024. I'm Carmel Holt. Any reflections on that moment?
Oh, I'd rather reflect on the dancing.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
I told her this earlier, but I saw a medium in Germany. Somebody said, you got to see this guy. You know? So I gave him all the relevant information, and he did whatever woogie-woogie they do, because I don't have the faintest idea. And then we met after a concert, and he said, okay, here's what I found out about you. And he told me all this stuff. I don't remember anything. But the very end, and he said, yes, what I see is you were put on this earth to sing. Yes, you were put here to do your activism. Yes, you were put here to paint. But you were really put on this earth to dance.
The title of this book, When You See My Mother, Ask Her to Dance.
Something nice and uncomplicated.
Yeah. Thing. So why did you choose this as the title for this collection?
I don't know. It was, the others, whatever they were, seemed very obvious and mm-hmm. very boring, like Joan Baez's poetry or whatever, you know, or poetry by Joan Baez or whatever. So yeah. Probably it was Josh's idea, my aforementioned editor and publisher. So we would bounce this stuff back and forth, and it was a lovely journey to have somebody who related to the words and changed very little.
I want to talk a little bit more about the book, but before we do, I was hoping we could shift gears into the Shiro's conversation to amplify experiences that might be different for women, challenges and triumphs, and how far we've come and how far we still have to go. And I was wondering if I could ask you, Joan, what it was like for women at the time that you got started.
Yeah, I think that all the way through, for those of us who became publicly known, it's a very different story from, say, a woman who wanted to become an engineer, you know, at Columbia. That was where you face the difficulties and the impossibilities. For a quote star, it doesn't matter gender, anything. You know, so you get up there and entertain people. But I could see the struggle it was for women to get any footing in the quote industry.
And what have you seen change and shift?
I think a lot of things, and this is as far back as I remember for a real change, it was when Miss America came out saying that her father had raped her. And it was sort of people, what? No, that's the first time anybody'd really thought about it. And so that's got to be something like 20 or 30 years ago. And then we arrive through a lot of work and a lot of awareness at the Me Too movement. Huge. And a big eye-opener, and is really, really brave women getting up and telling their stories, usually surrounded by big, fat white men who don't want to hear about it. Mm-hmm. No. So it's been a battle, and I think there's been some ground covered, and a lot of changes had come, but through hard work, through very hard work.
And you've also been an activist for LGBTQIA+ community, and that has been so meaningful as well. We've made a lot of progress there, but we also have a ways to go. I was wondering if there was any reflections on that.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed her grace on thee and crown thy good with sisterhood from sea to shining sea, and crown thy good with sisterhood from sea to shining sea.
Joan Baez, everybody. Wow.
Thank you. We sent that to Kamala. We sent two versions. The one to her at the end says, "You go, girl."
You were on the stage with Mavis yesterday.
Yes. Speaking Mavis. Of "You Go, Girl."
Exactly.
When they said, "Mavis, do you want to sing 'We Shall Overcome'?" She said, "No, I overcame a long time ago."
You've known each other for a long time.
We have indeed, yeah.
Any memories you can share?
Yeah, sure. It was Newport where I met the Staples, yeah. We had those tents, and Mavis was in the gospel tent and her family. She was pretty striking, and she still is. She's just this tough little button full of creative energy.
How much have the two of you had the chance to sing together over the years?
We've sung a few times, not majorly. She mm-hmm. came to my 75th birthday.
That's
in
right.
New York City. I think it was the Beacon.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was the Beacon. That's
so
right.
So Mavis came.
Turn me around. Ain't gonna let discrimination turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking. Keep on talking, marching up to freedom land. Don't you let nobody
turn you around.
No, no.
Turn you around.
No, no.
Turn you around.
Don't you let nobody
turn you around.
You just
keep on walking.
You just
keep on talking.
Keep
on singing.
Keep on swinging. Marching up to freedom land.
Go, Sister Mavis. What you say, girl? All in the name of the Lord.
Oh, Joan,
right?
Joan, happy birthday, Joan. Happy birthday, Joan.
Thank you.
Keep on swinging. Keep on.
From the 2016 live album, Joan Baez 75th Birthday Celebration, that was Joan Baez and Mavis Staples doing a medley of Oh Freedom, Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around. Joan Baez is in the Shiro spotlight this week for her birthday in conversation, recorded back in July of 2024 at Newport Folk Festival.
Joan Baez, I Am a Noise. Who's seen that film? Oh, if you haven't seen it, if you're sitting here right now and you're a Joan fan, you must see this documentary film. Wow.
Thank you.
What was that like for you?
I turned myself over to the film. I knew I wouldn't have any say. So if there's anything in it I really didn't like, it was sort of tough nuts to me. you know, and that was something I said, okay. And I turned the keys to the storage unit over to the directors. And then when I, in the film, when I walk in this storage unit, that's the first time I'd been in there. I thought a storage unit was somewhere you put your old lamps.
Right.
You
know?
And in that unit was my entire life. My mother kept everything, every tape, every photograph. My father was a photographer to all of his stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, all of my therapy tapes. That's a long time, a lot of tapes, which, by the way, we can't do a bonfire because it's poisonous, but we can make a big hole in the ground and stuff them all in there. So that's the plan. Yeah.
That's the plan. That's great.
Yeah, we've done them. Yeah, you know, whatever's done, it's on the film and now it's over.
So. Joan, I would love if you would grace us with another poem from If You
Sure.
See My Mother, When You See My Mother, Ask Her to Dance.
Sure. We picked... We picked a little bit lighter one. And when I wrote this, I was writing it about these old ladies. And now I'm one of them. So this is called Low, Low Impact Class. At the 6 a.m. low, low impact class in my local gym, the crepe-skinned ladies with nets over their pin curls, slight humps on their backs, soft webs at the elbow bend and no bottoms to speak of, do the power walk, knee bends, and surprisingly confident leg lifts to the pulsing beat of I Will Survive. Music thoughtfully chosen by the smiling 23-year-old instructor whose skin is tight and lustrous and whose head is full of dry leaves. Who chides, come on, ladies, and the old girls push on, stay the course, and last a full hour. Afterwards, they have a lovely steam bath and a shower, dry off, powder their parts, then maneuver their bodies into street clothes. They take out pin curls and comb up, apply cheeks, lips, and eyes, pack wet towels into fluorescent gym bags, and with endorphin counts that would put their middle-aged kids to shame, head rosily out to greet the rising winter sun. Oh. Thank you.
When did you write that, do you know?
Same thing, it's in the 90s period.
Yeah,
it's in the early 90s.
Yeah. What were your ideas about where you would be in the older years?
I still don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, my mom was with us till she was 100. So I have that as a backdrop. My mom, just to explain her a little bit with one story, when it was getting to be near her 100th birthday, she really wanted to do that. She didn't want to be around. She was getting bored, but she wanted to live to 100. So everybody's planning her birthday, and we could do this, and we could do that. And I said, Mom, what do you want to do on your birthday? And she said, drop dead. And 1 week after her birthday, sure enough, you know, she left us.
Wow.
Yeah, wow was right.
Well, it has been such a pleasure. It's been an honor to have you here. Shiro's Live at Newport. My last question for you is how I close every episode of the show, where I hand my guest the Shiro's magic wand. And I say to my guest, if I gave you this magic wand, and you could make a wish, first thing that comes to mind, what would you change?
I would tap you on the head and say what a lovely interview it's been.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
With thanks to Joan Baez, and thanks to all of you for being here and getting up early. We love you,
Thank
Newport.
You.
Thank you.
Now you're telling me you're not nostalgic. Give me another word for it. You're so good with words and at keeping things vague. Cause I need some of that vagueness now. It's all come back too clearly. Yes, I loved you dearly. And if you're offering me diamonds and rust,
Diamonds and Rust, a song written by Joan Baez about her relationship with Bob Dylan, and the title track to that 1975 album, which was just reissued on vinyl in late November to mark its 50th anniversary. That brings our special 85th birthday salute to Joan Baez to a close. Many thanks once again to Joan Baez for being with us at Newport Folk Festival in 2024. Her recent book of poetry is titled When You See My Mother, Ask Her to Dance, and that's out now. Special thanks to Newport Folk Festival for having Shiro's on their foundation stage. Next, we close the hour celebrating another Shiro with a big birthday this week, Sean Colvin. Stay with us.
Taking another break from Shiro's here on KAXE, I'm Malachi Coons. We receive support from the First National Bank of Coleraine. Since 1906, serving the needs of the community and working with their friends and neighbors with branches in Coleraine and Grand Rapids. More information at ColeraineBank.com, member FDIC. It is time to get rid of that old car, truck, or boat before you're stuck with it all winter. KEXE's Cars Programs makes it quick and easy. We'll even tow it away for free. The proceeds from your unwanted vehicle become fuel for your favorite community radio station. Visit KAXE.org/cars to get your car donation started or call Heather at 218-326-1234 for more info. Central Lakes College Music Program is hosting a meet and greet Monday, January 12th from noon to 2 in the Music Hall on the Brainerd campus. There are optional auditions for the program's ensembles during this time. You don't have to be a student to join them. Now more from Shiro's on KAXE.
It's Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. It's a big birthday week for some of our Shiro's, and the incredible Sean Colvin is 70 on Saturday, January 10th. This year also marks the 30th anniversary of her album, A Few Small Repairs. That brought Sean her very first top 10 single, and at the 1998 Grammy Awards, it was named Song of the Year and Record of the Year, and it was nominated for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. This is Sunny Came Home.
Yeah.
there's some freewheeling watcher shooting marbles in the sky, holding your ears between their fingers, watching it burn till the fire dies. Why is it heroic to untether? How is alone some holy grail? And if we really come and go unknown, couldn't I find myself in jail? Oh, keeper, how I love you. I love you and you and you. And returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do. But it's the only thing to do. Is it evolving, turning inward? Oh, what an easy way to be. Only kneeling at the altar of the great and mighty me. Let me break myself apart. Instead and scatter to my birds like a burial at sea. To be the gospel without words. Oh, my darlings, how I love you. I love you and you and you. And returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do. But it's the only thing to do. There's no honor in the pilgrimage until a soul returns to hold another's hand, and then, and only then, it learns that life is like a stone, only skipping for a time. It'll never see the other side. And I was born to love you. I love you and you and you. Oh, returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do. Returning to myself is just returning me. That's the only thing I want to do.
The title track to Brandi Carlile's latest album, Returning to Myself, on She Rose Radio. And we wish Sean Colvin the happiest 70th birthday on January 10th with her biggest hit, Sunny Came Home. And Sean is part of the lineup this year at Brandi Carlile's Girls Just Want a Weekend Music Festival, which kicks off on Thursday. That does it for this week's edition of She Rose Radio. Thanks as always for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. She Rose Radio is produced by me, is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Download and subscribe to the She Rose podcast and to our YouTube channel, She Rose Productions. She Rose is 100% independent and is made possible through the support of our public radio affiliates and now listeners like you. Through a partnership partnership with a nonprofit, AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio. We have a fundraising campaign in progress. We're asking you to text SHEROES to 53555. That's 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through AIR or visit SHEROESRadio.com. Thank you for supporting our work. And until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
My name is Mark Bjornrud, and I am now from right here in Bemidji, Minnesota, originally from the Iron Range over in Embarrass, Minnesota. Sitting and listening to Green Cheese, I felt like I was at home. All of the characters and the people that I grew up with on the radio right now and calling in, like, I don't know any of these people, but I do know all of these people.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I wanted to answer the question about the haiku and syllable pattern.
Yes.
Can I give a shout out to the Akio Islanders if they're listening tonight?